Mishnah says in Daf Chavtas Mabez that Yom Tov Shavu Shana Shchalias B'Shabbos, you would blow the shofar b'mikdash, but not b'medina. And L'maisa, the halacha is a chachamim Oked Avim and Hatayra, that nowadays we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Now the question is, what is the getter of what chachamim did over when they were Oked the mitzvah of shofar on Shabbos? Does that mean that they're Oked Lagami and the mitzvah is no longer there, or the mitzvah is still kaim, there is a mitzvah, and they just said not to blow, you shouldn't blow? Enough meaning would be if a person did blow on Shabbos for whatever reason, was there kiyum hamitzvah or not? Is that, was the mitzvah mekayim? Does it have a shame to kiyum shofar and is mekayim the mitzvah even though he shouldn't do it? Or they're oiked legamri, and even if you do it, you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. And Rabbi Kiveger talks about this in the Drush v'Chiddush, and he says, like Valdek v'Chiddush, that they were not oiked the mitzvah legamri, the mitzvah is still here, and if you go ahead and you blow, you're mekayim the mitzvah, you shouldn't do it, but there would be a kiyum hamitzvah if you did end up blowing. That's Rabbi Kiveger's Chiddush, the mitzvah is not oiked legamri. Now the Achanim are bothered that this Rabbi Kiveger seems to be connected to Tosis and Sukkah. The Kavod the Kashas asks this Kasha. Other Achanim Tosis says in Sukkah and Daf Gimel Mud Aleph, that if a person is Reisha Veruba B'Sukkah V'Shulchan B'Seich HaBayis, the Chacham said he's not allowed to do that. He can't be partially in the Sukkah, partially out of the Sukkah, because we're Geizem Mid Rabbanan Chashin and Shemi Yimashach Achas Shulchanai. We're afraid that you're going to be Nimshach after your table. You're going to end up being out of the Sukkah in your house. And therefore, Chacham said not to do it. So what happens if you did do it? B'diavad, if you did it, are you yet in the midst of sukkah or not? Midoraisa, that's fine. Midorabanan, you shouldn't do it. But now that I did it, the pashas would be that I'm yet in my midst of sukkah. But Taisa says no. Taisa says, and once Chacham said, you're not allowed to do it, they're oiked in the midst of legamrei, and b'diavad, you're not yet in the midst of sukkah, even midoraisa. So says the Kavod HaKesh Yasa, you see from that Taisis that Chachamim, when they say not to do something, they're Oikil and Mitzvah Legamri, they uproot it Legamri, and you're not yet in the midst of sukkah at all. So then how then could Rabbi Kiveger say, now, when the Chacham said not to blow shofar on Shabbos and you did it, the yaitz and mitzvah of shofar, lechar, it should be the same thing as sukkah, that they're oiked legamrei and you're not yaitz the mitzvah. That's his kasha on Rabbi Kiveger. And I think that lechar, you could say two chilukim to answer Rabbi Kiveger to be mechalik between the case of shofar and the case of sukkah. Number one, there's one very fundamental chiluk that by shofar, the reason why I'm not blowing shofar on Shabbos is nothing to do with Hilchos Shofar, nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. It's really for a side reason, as I think a reason of Hilchos Shabbos. We're afraid that if you blow shofar on Shabbos, you're going to end up being Michal Shabbos, perhaps, and therefore the sensitivity to Shabbos tells us to ask the mitzvah of shofar. But when it comes to the case in Sukkah, it's not a side din that tells me not, that I can't eat in the Sukkah when Shulchan B'Seich HaBayis. It's not something separate from mitzvah sukkah. It's the mitzvah sukkah itself. Mitzvah sukkah says, don't eat in such a sukkah, whereas Reish Rebu B'Sukkah V'Shulchan B'Seich HaBayis, because we're Chashinan, maybe you're Nimshach HaKha Shulchan, you'll end up eating outside the sukkah. So it's the Hilchos Sukkah which is telling me not to do what I'm doing. So perhaps it'd be bigger hell that when it's the Hilchos Sukkah telling me that what I'm doing is wrong, and therefore Chacham said, don't eat in such a sukkah, so then it's Mesaber that they're arguing the mitzvah legamri, because this is coming Mikach Hilchos Sukkah Gufa, why I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing. But when it comes to shofar and Shabbos, it's not the Hilchos Shofar that's telling me that what I'm doing is wrong by blowing on Shabbos. Mitzad Hilchos Shofar and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, what I'm doing is perfectly fine. It's a side reason of Hilchos Shabbos, which is saying don't blow because it might end up being Michal Shabbos. When it's coming Mitzad Adavar Acher, Mitzad Hilchos Shabbos, then it's Mistaber that Chachamim were not Oikil Agami. They kept the mitzvah the way it is. They just said not to do it. But yeah, but if you did it, you would be Mekayim the mitzvah. That could be one chilik. And perhaps you could say another chilik that when it comes to shofar and Shabbos, if the Chachamim would have been Oikil Agami, that would mean that the mitzvah of shofar would be Nekil Agami from Klal Yisrael every time Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. The mitzvah would never ever be Mekuyim. And that they didn't want to do. They didn't want to be Oikir Mitzvah Agami Min HaTorah, that whenever it comes out on Shabbos, the mitzvah is no longer in existence. So therefore they left the mitzvah, it's still there, and if you do it, you're Mekayim it. They just said not to do it. But when it comes to Reish Aruba V'Sukkah V'Shulchan V'Seich HaBayis, even if they say you're not being mekayim the mitzvah and they're accurate, they're not being accurate mitzvah legamrei. This is not something that happens all the time. This is it's a one-time thing. It happened to one person. He happened to be Reish Aruba V'Sukkah V'Shulchan V'Seich HaBayis. So everyone else in Klal Yisrael, they'll be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. He himself, he could go fully into the sukkah and be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. It's more bederech arai. It's not something that will happen all the time. So over there, they're willing to be accurate legamrei. Mashenkin, if it's going to affect Klal Yisrael forever, that they'll never be a kiyum of shofar on Shabbos, that they don't want to be accurate. They left the mitzvah. They just said not to do it. So that could be efshar hesber to answer Rabbi Kiveger from the Taisus in Sukkah. Now this shaila, whether the Chachamim Oikir Mitzvah Sukkah Legamri, I'm sorry, Mitzvah Shofar Legamri on Shabbos or not, is not just a shaila in Lamdus, but it really has a nafkamina lemaisa, and this is a maisa that came up around 100 years ago in the early 1900s in Yerushalayim, where there is a yid by the name of Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, who came up with the Gevaldike Chiddush, that he felt they should start blowing Shofar on Shabbos in Yerushalayim. It was never the minhag until then, not in Chutzlar, it's not in Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim, but he felt they should start blowing it on Shabbos in Yerushalayim. People started moving to Yerushalayim at the time. There was more of a yishuv, and he felt that for different reasons. Number one, there might not be exer the rab over there. There's not a Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa. Number two, maybe that has a din of a bezdin. Maybe there was a bezdin kavua then. And number three, maybe it has a din of mikdash in Yerushalayim. Getting into that machlokes rishon, whatever reason, he had a lot of different tzirufim why they should start blowing shofar on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, and he made a big movement to start doing it, and he was actually going to go do it publicly in the churva shul. He's going to blow shofar on Shabbos. It became a big controversy, and many chachmei Yerushalayim were misnagging at him. They felt that it shouldn't be done, and there were people starting lakan lakan, and then he was going to do it not so publicly but privately. But at the end of the day, the roi felt that it shouldn't be done. And they talked him out of it, but it has been rumored that he possibly did blow b'yichidus in his house or somewhere in the woods away from everyone just for himself without making anything in public, and it's not been confirmed if that happened or not. But the question would be: this is something Tzvi Pesach talks about, that what would be if someone knew that this person is blowing on Shabbos? Is there anyone to go ahead and hear his tkiyah? Should he go ahead and listen? Right, so we hold he's not allowed to do it, he shouldn't do it. But this guy is doing it, and it's odd that he's right, or even if not, lemaisa, we could get mitzvah shayfer by listening to his tkiyas. So if you hold that there are the mitzvah legame, there is no mitzvah shayfer, like it's masha from Taisus and Sukkah, then there'd be no Indian to go. There is no mitzvah shayfer, so why waste your time and go here at tkiyah if there's no mitzvah? But if you hold like a bikveger that they were not eiker the mitzvah is there, we just can't do it. So if this guy holds you could do it, and he's blowing, then maybe there should be an Indian to go ahead and listen, so at least get chapra in the mitzvah of tkiyah shayfer. So that shiloh, whether there would be an Indian to do it or not, would luchar be tali on this shiloh, this machlekes between a bikveger and taisis, which again might not be a machlekes because perhaps it could be miyash of it, the way we said.